papers and football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Week four of football action here at 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Brendan Prophet. Kirk Hillman back into you. You are dialed in at 92.1 at KMZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, and you're dialing into our first eight-man game here of the season. It kicks off well with two great competitive teams. You have the Hanover Wildcats, number three-ranked team in eight-man Division II, 3-0 overall and 2-0 in the Twin Valley League. The Frankfort Wildcats here on the season, 1-2. They are unranked, but they are in the kind of the pool for teams that can be considered to be ranked. But for that to happen, they got to pull up a big win here tonight against the Wildcats. Again, this Frankfort team, they are 1-2 overall, and they are 0-1 in the Twin Valley League right now. They are at the bottom of the Twin Valley League standings, and they've only had one league game up to this point in the season. That league game was the start of the year against Clifton Clyde, which they fell 34-28 in that game. We'll talk a little bit more specifics of kind of why that game spiraled out for the Frankfort Wildcats a little later on. That game there, the Frankfort Wildcats were up at one point in the third quarter, 20-0. Unfortunately, Wes Anderson had to get taken out of the game due to injury, but he's back in this system and he looks better than ever. We'll talk more about that in just a second here. But again, Frankfort finally found their first win this season over Solomon, which ended in the third quarter. Last Friday, Frankfort scored 30 points in the opening quarter, with spread across the final 16 points in the second and third quarter. The Wildcat defense also allowed 60 yards of offense to Solomon, including just four total first downs. Absolute defensive performance there to wipe the slate there for Frankfort last Friday. Frankfort offense continued to spark under the legs and arm of Wes Anderson as the senior quarterback threw for 136 yards and three touchdowns, going 8 of 13. Anderson also had five carries for 75 yards, adding one more score. Henry Ketter rushed for nearly 70 yards and added another rushing score on top for Frankfort. Porter Coleman was the primary targeted receiver last week from Anderson, catching three passes for 69 yards and two touchdowns. Of course, tonight the team they will play is the Hanover Wildcats, which last Friday destroyed the Washington County Tigers 60-0. Hanover, through the first three games of the season, have only given up 14 total points. Hanover gave up just 16 points in their first total three games last season coming up to this point. The previous time, Hanover had back-to-back seasons winning their first three games were 2020 and 2021. And by the way, just to reminisce here for Hanover, back in 2020 was the last season this Hanover team won the eight-man Division II state championship, just one of seven total in program history and one of six under head coach Matt Poyer, the last one this team was able to take. Hanover also has taken 16 out of the last 20 matchups here against the Frankfort Wildcats, including a close matchup in 2024 where Hanover beat Frankfort 20-24. But then you go back also a year before that in 2023, which Frankfort took both wins in that season, one in the regular season 62-14, and one in the playoffs 38-12. Two great teams. It's a battle of the Wildcats here on 92.1. KMZ. Pre-game coverage continues here at 92.1. KMZ on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Upcoming here, I sit down and talk with head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. And right after that, we will lead your pregame all the way up to kickoff here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank.
Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Pre-game coverage here continuing on KMZA 92.1, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. A chance to sit down here and chat with head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, Nick Anderson, again here, Crin and Profit. A matchup here tonight, the Frankfort Wildcats at home taking on the Hanover Wildcats. Again, a battle of Wildcats, a matchup that last season, Frankfort on the road taking on Hanover to begin districts. Now it's the opposite here, Hanover on the road taking on Frankfort to start the district play. Again, a big district game to start here for both of these teams. Again, here with head coach Nick Anderson. Coach, what can you tell me about this matchup tonight?
Oh, we're playing a really, really good football team. You know, probably one of the top two or three teams in the state. It's an experienced group, a well-coached group, a team that plays really, really fast and really physical. So we're going to have our hands full, and we're going to have to be ready to go.
Well, again, here, this is a Hanover team that has started off the season really strong, 3-0. They've only given up 14 points in their first 3 weeks compared to last year. They were only giving up 16 points in their first 3 weeks. What's it going to take here to get that offense going here in this game, especially with Wes Anderson, who's been extremely consistent this year, over 400 passing yards as well as 200 rushing yards?
Well, obviously, he's a big part of what we try to do, and Hanover, I'm sure, knows that, and I'm sure their game plan is going to try to eliminate or reduce the damage that he can cause. So we're going to have some other guys step up around him for sure. Our offensive line is going to have to play really well. They're really big and physical up front, so our guys are going to have to play well up there, and then our other skill guys are going to have to contribute and find ways to make plays in the open field for us.
Well, that was a big thing. I mean, you lost a lot of skill guys from last year, a lot of great graduates, four first-team All-State players on last year's team. But real quick, again, you talk about some of the skill guys. Porter Colvin last week, he had a nice game against Solomon, a win of 48-0 for you. Colvin, he was targeted three times, caught the ball three times for 69 yards and two touchdowns. How is he going to influence this game tonight?
You know, Porter's what you want out of a senior. You know, he does things the right way, and he gives you everything that he's got. And he's one of those guys I'm talking about that's going to have to find a way to come up with some big catches and some big moments to help us move the sticks and keep drives moving.
Well, last year, the final score was 28-24. I was there for that game. Again, a very close game. You know, how are you going to kind of shift that tide here this year if that game is close against this Wildcat team? Do you see a team that's kind of similar also to last year as well?
Yeah, you know, Hanover's very similar. They're a little bit more experienced than they were a year ago, a year bigger, stronger, and faster. And just by watching film, they do a few more things than they have in the past just because of that experience. So they present a lot of challenges, but But for us, we just got to go play clean football. We got
to
take care of the ball.
And
then on defensively, we got to, you know, make them drive the football and eliminate big plays because they are very explosive.
Well, this is a Hanover team that right now is averaging roughly about 50 points per game. Their first game, they put up 32 points. They put up 56 against Clifton Clyde and then 60 points last Friday against Washington County. What are some keys there on your defensive side to you start locking down that offense there on the Hanover side?
Well, they got so much the ability to spread the ball around. They got four or five different skill guys that they can put out there that can hurt you. So you got to be very, very disciplined with your eyes, and you got to read your keys, and guys got to be disciplined enough to make the plays that are in their area. And if we get guys running around and being undisciplined, then Hanover's got a chance to score rather quickly.
I know last season, again, you were on the road. You took on Hanover. Do you feel like you have a little more familiar face here being in a home crowd? Do you feel like it gives you a little bit of an edge here in tonight's matchup?
Oh, there's always, you know, a comfort with playing at home and in front of your own fans and then having your own routine, which is nice. Hanover is a very hostile place to play. And so anytime we have a chance to, like I said, to play at home and to have that familiarity is always a benefit.
Right now, again, going back to the offensive side of things, so far right now in the season, 141 rushing yards a game, 150 passing yards a game. How are you going to keep that offense consistent throughout the game, pretty well balanced and spread out to keep Hanover guessing on their toes on what the next play might be?
Yeah, you know, a lot of coaches will tell you they want to be balanced. I'm going to tell you that we're going to take what the defense gives us, and whatever that is, that's what we're going to look to exploit. But it has been nice so far this year that we are pretty balanced and we can do different things, but it's all about what is Hanover going to allow us to do tonight, and we have to figure out what that is and take advantage of that as much as we can.
Well, again, you know, dropping the first two games of the season, finding your first win last Friday, how do you think that's, you know, kind of helping this team get put together and motivated as the season goes on, getting that first win of the year?
Oh, I think we're in a good spot mentally. You know, obviously we're 1-2 right now, but in reality we're about 4 or 5 possessions from being 3-0 right now, and everybody looking at us differently. So internally, I think we feel good about where we're at and the progress that we're making. And I have no doubt that our kids will play with confidence this week.
Yeah, and we talk about that every district game is just as important as the other one, but this one being massively important. I mean, you have two really great teams in your district. You got Hanover and you got Axtell. You know, the anticipation is that, you know, between you three, that it's you guys are the top dogs of that district. How important is this matchup here tonight against Hanover?
Yeah, the winner of this game sets themselves up to, you know, give Axtell a run for the district title and also sets them up for a first-round home playoff game. The loser of this is probably looking to have to go on the road in that first round and play a higher seed. So there are a lot of things at play here for sure.
Well, lastly here, what are some final keys that you can give me before this matchup tonight against the Hanover Wildcats?
And we got to find a way to get to the fourth quarter and give ourselves a chance and put ourselves in a position to win a football game. That's key. You know, they've blown out their three first opponents, and so we got to find our way to get to the fourth quarter and like I said, you know, give ourselves a chance and then see what happens.
That was Nick Anderson with the Frankfort Wildcats searching for their second consecutive win here of the season, 1-2 right now here on the year. Also looking for their first league win as they take on the Hanover Wildcats here tonight. It'll be a big district matchup here on KMZA as pregame coverage continues here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sun up to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
You're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Brendan Profit. Kurt Kilman back in studio. And you have our game of the week down here in Frankfort, Kansas. A beautiful day for football, 79 degrees, a 7-mile-per-hour wind from the south. The Friday Night Lights are here. The sun currently sits behind us from the west, just putting a nice shade from the press box and the bleachers onto the field. It is a beautiful day here. It's the Hanover Wildcats on the road taking on the Frankfort Wildcats. It's a battle of cats here today. The Hanover Wildcats currently 3-0 on the season, 2-0 in the Twin Valley League. They are the number 3 ranked team in 8-man Division 2. Frankfort, they are 1-2 overall and 0-1 in the Twin Valley League. Hanover, again, so far their season, they have taken a 32-8 win over El Saline, a 56-6 win over Clifton Clyde, and a 60-0 win last Friday over the Washington County Panthers. Looking here for the Frankfort Wildcats, they currently are right now 1-2 on the year. They started off this season with a loss against Clifton Clyde, 34-28. But it's important to understand in that game, Wes Anderson went down in the third quarter. He cramped up, had to get some IV in. Fortunately for him, he back again, back in the offense a week later, did really good against Linden, but unfortunately still fell off that loss, 54-44. Frankfort getting their first win last, again, Friday, against a very good, solid team, being able to put up 54 points in that victory. Again, this Frankfort team on the season so far doing a great job here, picking up momentum right before 8-man Division II, District 3, a district that contains Axel, Frankfort, Hanover, Blue Valley Randolph, and Wakefield. Right now, both teams just taking the field, captains on both sides. Today, captaining the Wildcats for Frankfort, Wes Anderson, and for Hanover, Leedrick Cohurst, the 5'8", 180-pound junior, but really arguably the best player and really one of the best players here in all of 8-man is Wes Anderson. Last year, he led all of 8-man in passing with 2,696 yards. He completed 164 of 265 passes for 35 touchdowns in 5 interceptions. In his overall, this is all time as a Frankfort Wildcat. He has thrown for 6,691 yards and 99 touchdowns. A chance to add number 100 tonight. And I'll tell you what, this is not going to be an easy matchup for any of these teams. Last year ended 28-24. And Frankfort actually went farther on in the playoffs than Hanover, despite losing to them in the regular season. Hanover fell the Burlingame in the second round of the playoffs, 36-24. So Frankfort, they were able to beat, win the playoffs, Marmaton Valley, 46-0, and then they beat Burlingame. It's a huge upset on the road for Frankfort, 46-38, and then they went on to play Axel, 52-20. The Frankfort team, they have made 3 sub-state championship appearances in the last 5 years. Back-to-back seasons, they have posted their most wins in a year with 9 total wins. This has been an amazing team here for Frankfort this season. Again, they want to continue that success. This is the first time actually starting under 500 in a year for Frankfort since 2022. And again, they have a chance to make it to even 500 with a win tonight against the number 3 ranked team in A-Man Division 2. It's the Hanover Wildcats. We're going to take a step aside here for a quick minute 30, and then we'll be right back with Week 4 action here on 92.1 KMZA. It's 8-Man 2, District 3, also a Twin Valley matchup in the Hanover Wildcats here taking on the Frankfort Wildcats.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Hand over to start with the ball in this first half. Frankfort again in the second half. Kickoff is on the way. It's hard kicking it off for the Frankfort Wildcats. This one goes down the back of the end zone. Right to the left of your dial. Now working it left to right of your dial. It'll be the Hanover Wildcats starting on their own 15-yard line here on their opening drive. Again, the Frankfort Wildcats, a team that is 3-0 this season overall. Their offense is right now really doing some great work. 49.3 points per game. Last year, the team put up 41.4 points per game. This offense is commanded by Kadra Coerson, the backfield, Alex Junin, Braylon Mine out in receiving, Stahlbaumer, and Kick Hafer. And here the first play of the game. First down 10 from Hanover 15. It's Hanover with the first play of the game. It is a jet toss to Mine. And Mine will get a carry for just 3 yards. Now bringing up second down and 7. The tackle was made by Henry Ketter, linebacker from the Frankfort Wildcats, who last season recorded 53 tackles on the year already this season. He's got 17 tackles and one sack, as well as one tackle for loss, one forced fumble, and one fumble recovery. And over here, coming up to a second down and 7 after the 3-yard carry from Braylon Mine. And early correction here. There's a near side the official. He's pointing for the ball. It looks like maybe they might have to spot where the ball is at. So that will be here for the officials. Now there's going to be a substitution. They're going to get a substitution on the Hanover side. Braylon Mine, he will come out. They point something out from him. So Mine comes out. Instead, they will put in Jack Bruna. He will go out to the spread right side. It's going to be a keeper for Coers on the second down and 7. He'll be good for the first down and then some past the 30. And exactly on the 30 for the Hanover Wildcats. It's a carry of 11 for Kadra Coers. All officially at the 31-yard line in Hanover territory. Hanover working first and 10 at 0-0 here. We just started the first quarter of 11-man football action here at 8-man Division II District 3, a Twin Valley matchup between the Hanover Wildcats and the Frankfort Wildcats. 11 minutes left to go here this first quarter. Hanover trudging with it, already one first down so far, first down and 10 from their own 31. 9 yards from the half line, and here there's going to be, looks like, an offside penalty called against the Frankfort Wildcats. So that will push Hanover forward 5 yards. A matchup that last season ends at 28-24, and kind of reciting some moments in that game. Remember, there's a big safety that Frankfort got on Hanover's side, but and then on the kickoff, Frankfort, well, they fumbled the kickoff return. And from there, that momentum switched back to Hanover. All right, first down and 5 here from the 35. It's going to be a pass from Coers. He's going deep down the field, and he overshoots his target. It's intended for Hunter Kickaper in the coverage area for the Frankfort Wildcats was Gage Wanklin, the 150-pound sophomore, was in the coverage. He's got 15 tackles and 9 solo tackles this season. That brings up a second down and 5 after the incompletion for Kadrick Coherst. His first pass of this game as he goes to the sideline. Head coach Matt Hoyer getting him the play call. Hoyer, he has won 6 state titles in his 21 years here as the head coach of Hanover. Nick Anderson, he's the head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, entering near 10. Second down and 5 on the 36, Hanover in their own territory. They have made one first down, second down and 5. Braylon Mine in motion, and that looks to be a false start against the offense. Mine probably not getting properly set in the motion, and that is what they will get it on. So already we've seen an offside that gifted a first down and 5 here to the 36 from Frankfort for Hanover, and now Hanover, they back themselves up 5 yards with a false start from Braylon Mine. Now they are on their own 31-yard line on a second down and 10. Still trying to get past the 40. Again, we're an 8-man football. The field is only 80 yards. Twins to the right side here. Tight end on the left. Kadrick Cohurst, he's going to keep this one. He's got pump fake to the right side. He's going to get past the 40, and he will be stopped just maybe an inch after a Cohurst group of Wildcats from the Frankfort side making the tackle. Wes Anderson beating the Shires. Wes Anderson now 27 tackles on the season. Last year he had 59 tackles, 3 interceptions, 3 tackles for loss. Wes Anderson, he is a first team and Twin Valley League all league returner this year for Frankfort. They had 4 All-State players last year, but they graduated 3 of them, Lane Loiser, Carter Olson, and Ty Smith. Here in the shotgun is Cohurst on the 3rd down and 1. He will go out to the left side. He gets the first down through the B gap, and Wes Anderson is holding him at the waist, trying to pull him down. He is taken down at the 28-yard line, and over finally getting a big positive play, again, using it off of the legs of Cohurst. A long carry for Cohurst. Ball now on the Frankfort 28-yard line. First down and 10. Hanover working it with it here in this first drive of the game. The opening drive with 9:46 left to go. First down and 10. Twins out to the left side. Running back on the left of Cohurst. In motion is Mine. He's behind Cohurst. Here it's going to be a handoff directly up the middle to Juneman. And Juneman bruises forward for a 6-yard carry. Juneman, his first carry of the game, right up the gut for 6 yards. It brings up a second down and 4 now here on the Frankfort 22-yard line. Hanover working it with it now. Again, this is a very dominant Frankfort team that is scoring currently 49 points per game. They have scored a total of 148 points per game defensively. They have only allowed 14 points in their first 3 games. They have 8 total starters returning, 12 litter winners, and 4 offensive starters coming back to this offense. Second down and 4 now here from the Frankfort 22. Hanover with the ball. In motion is Mine. Cohurst thinking about the option. He goes up the middle, but he's good enough for the first down at the 15, but there is a flag thrown by the back judge towards the 19. Let's see what this flag gets ruled. It was in the area of holding. This one might come back for the Hanover Wildcats. And they're going to get a face mask against Frankfort. Not only do you get the first down, you get the additional yardage. That's 15 yards, but the last spot was at the 15, so it will be half the distance from the goal line. With 8:54 left to go here in this first quarter for the Hanover Wildcats. So they will start here with the ball on, well, they will have the ball here on the Frankfort official 8-yard line. So it's a first and goal from the 8. Hanover Wildcats trudging along here nicely on offense on their opening drive in the Frankfort red zone. First and 10 from the 8. Pitch out left side. Alex Juneman brought down within the 5 at the 3. Frankfort needing a goal line stand here to prevent a touchdown from the Hanover Wildcats. And then the tackle, Octavian Jude. Jude, he's got 17 tackles now here on this season. It's the second and goal from the 3-yard line. 8:24 left to go here this first quarter. Hanover trying to get the opening possession score. They won last season's battle, as I mentioned, 28-24. But they didn't go as far as Frankfort in the playoffs. Frankfort, they beat Burlington game. Hanover, they were stumped in Burlington game in the second round. Cohurst on the second to go from the 3. He shoves right up the middle. And the hands are up by both sides. Far side official, near side official. And Kadrick Cohurst goes in from 3 yards out. And off the legs of Kadrick Cohurst, he rushed for over 30 yards on that drive. And he put up the opening touchdown here for the Hanover Wildcats. Hanover, they started from their own 15-yard line. and drove 65 yards down the field in just 3 minutes and 56 seconds. An incredible drive there for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And here now, looking for the two-point conversion is Hanover to make an 8-0 game with 8 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Mine is in motion. Coerce rolling out to the right side. It's pitch option. He pitches it out to Judiman, and Judiman is breezing through the end zone with a two-point conversion. Now the score 8-0 with 8 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Stepping aside, it's Hanover who leads over Frankfurt 8-0 here in the first.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
After the opening kickoff touchback, Hanover started on the 15-yard line, drove down the field in 3 minutes and 6 seconds, 65 yards down the field, and were able to get the opening score of the game here to make it 8-0 with 8 minutes and 4 seconds. Up to go the first quarter, Patrick Coerce just used his leg pretty much on that entire drive. It was the pitch option, though, that got the two-point conversion, but Coerce over 30 yards rushing on that opening drive of the game, including the touchdown to put Hanover up 8-0 here with, again, 8 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Frankfurt looking to respond here. And there is a time stop here by the officials. There is pointing down here to the Hanover side. So they are trying to get that figured out on the far side. So there is a car on the far side of the field that has their headlights on, and the officials told them, hey, turn your lights off. Right now, the lights are bright, and they're bright here on Frankfurt. And Frankfurt is set to start their opening drive of the game. So with the sedan turning their lights off, now we are ready to start here on this kickoff to Frankfurt. And this will go out past the deep part of the end zone from Hunter Kickafer. And Frankfurt will start on their own 15-yard line down 8-0 with 8 minutes and 4 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Both teams touchback starting from their 15-yard line. It's the Frankfurt team that, again, currently on this season is averaging 281 yards per game, 39 points per game, 118 total last season. They were averaging 50 points per game, and back in 2023, they were averaging just a little over 40. So right now, Frankfurt looking to get back to last year's offensive statistical category. Here's Wes Anderson commanding the offense. He sends Peyton Adams in motion. It's going to be a keeper for Anderson, and he is trampled in the backfield. It's a loss of 2 yards from Wes Anderson. It was Alec Juneman on the tackle. Anderson on his first carry of the game goes back 2 yards with the Frankfurt Wildcats. And one thing I want to say here about Anderson, on the season right now, he's got 202 rushing yards, 5 rushing touchdowns, 444 passing yards in currently 8 passing touchdowns. He has been a total power force there in the backfield for Hanover, for Frankfurt. Here, handoff from the backfield to Henry Ketter, and Ketter charging forward through the A-gap for a huge game to make it third down and short here coming up for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Third down and 3 now after the 9-yard carry from Henry Ketter. So the first positive play for Frankfurt, their second play in the game, now upcoming here on their third play. Third down and 3, Frankfurt working from their own 22-yard line. Anderson, for his first 3 games last year, he only had 75 rushing yards. Now he's at 202, so it's been a real work here the leg. Here, handoff up the middle of the third down and 3, and it looks to be potentially short here. No, it'd be a Frankfurt first down, a perfect 3-yard carry for Henry Ketter. He got just the distance he needed. He got back-to-back handoffs for 12 yards after Anderson was trampled down the backfield on the first carry of the game. Frankfurt first down here. Frankfurt team here moving quickly. team that's pretty even, 140 passing yards, 150 rushing yards in every game this season. Hand off to Ketter. Once again on the first down and 10, he's past the 30, here down to the 33, taken down by Braylon Mine. Ball now at the Frankfurt 33-yard line. It's a carry of 7 yards for Henry Ketter. Ketter already here, 19 yards carries off 3 carries. He is currently in his Frankfurt team. Moving and rolling on the locomotive offensively. This season, he's rushed for 172 yards and 33 carries and 2 touchdowns, averaging 5.2 yards a pop. He's gotten 3 straight handoffs here for Frankfurt. Second down and 3 here from the 33. It's going to be another handoff to Ketter. And he gets that handoff right up the middle for a gain of 2 yards. Trampled down by the defensive line. Fourth carry for Henry Ketter. It's a 2-yard carry. It's now a third down and 1. Here, Frankfurt on their own 35-yard line. Mention a Frankfurt team that is averaging 281 yards of offense this season. They have a total of 874 yards of offense. They have 423 total rushing yards and 451 total passing yards. Single back set in shotgun is Anderson, and the handoff will be kind of messy, but Anderson keeps up on his feet. He gets the first down. He's past the 40. He's throwing a stiff arm as he comes out at the 36-yard line. Wes Anderson doing it all with his feet. It was Braylon Mine who was getting the stiff arm down the sideline. A huge carry and the biggest carry for Anderson. It was the pickup needed of 9 yards. That was Anderson's just second carry here this drive. Ball now on the Hanover 36-yard line. Frankfurt pass. The 40, now into Hanover territory, slowing down the offense here just a little bit. First down and 10, single back set, Henry Ketter in the backfield, wide left, wide right, Porter Colvin's on the far side right now, Frankfurt working right to left of your dial. Here's a handoff up the middle, Ketter, he's still up on his feet, but Judeman has him in the backfield by his ankles. It'll be a loss of 1 for Henry Ketter. Great tackle for a loss by Alec Judeman, again, just getting early penetration into that backfield off the defensive edge and was able to keep a hold of Ketter and waited for the rest of his guys to come in there to secure that tackle. Second down, 11. Ball now on the 37-yard line, Hanover territory. Frankfurt here still working with it. Down 8-0 with 4 minutes and 34 seconds left to go in this opening quarter. First drive of the game here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. For the most part, it's been all Henry Ketter, who's got 5 total carries so far for 19 yards rushing. Well, it's going to be the first empty set here for Wes Anderson. Twins right and a wide out to the left side. It looks like a timeout is going to get called here by head coach Nick Anderson on the Frankfurt Wildcats side. Not liking what the offense is coming out and going to run there. Well, timeout taken here by Frankfurt. Down 8-0 with 4:18 left to go in the first quarter. Second down 11 here. They're on the Hanover 37-yard line. We're going to take a quick 30. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for peace of mind about your future? Join the Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation and First Heritage Bank for a special 3-day educational series, Planning Protection and Peace of Mind. Sessions will be held Thursday in October from noon to 1:30 at the Metal Arc Extension District in Seneca, and lunch is provided. Topics include estate planning on October 2nd, securing your digital life October 9th, and Medicare Education Insights on October 16th. To RSVP, contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and First Heritage Bank, your partners in planning for tomorrow.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt down 8-0, 4:18 left to go here in the opening quarter. Frankfurt, they have picked up 2 first downs so far on this drive. They start on their own 15-yard line here. They are on the Hanover 37. On a second down and 11, they'll come out in the same offensive setup they had last time. Wes Anderson empty in the backfield. Peyton Adams in motion. It's going to be a twin to the right side. Adams 5 yards behind Anderson. It's going to be a screen pass to the right to Ketter. Ketter's got past the 35 to just around the 37-yard line. It'll be a pass completion of 4 yards, but there is a flag on the play recorded down to the far side. So trying to see where that flag comes in from, possibly holding here on the screen pass. Let in Porter Colvin, they're going to call holding against Frankfurt. I believe that was Porter Colvin on the offense who might have pulled the jersey for that screen pass that was off to the right side. to Henry Ketter. So that moves the offense way back here. And, you know, you talk about every week, penalties are a crucial killer to momentum. And here, Frankfurt, they've had two penalties so far in this game. They have an offside now here, a 15-yard holding. It's now second down and long from the 33-yard line. They're back in their own territory. Pass out to the flat to Adams at the 35. He's getting tackled down at the 36-yard line. Taking him down is Cooper Bruna, the 185-pound sophomore. It's a third down and long here, about a third down and 18 yards to go here from the first down marker all the way at the 21-yard line in Hanover territory. Frankfurt here on their own 36-yard line. They've already had to use one timeout because their offense couldn't get the play in time. This is a long huddle for Frankfurt. I'll tell you what, that penalty, it has sent this offense back, and Frank and Hanover, they might just send a blitz here. Wes Anderson, third and long, dropping back, one step drop, and he oversails the intended target to the right side, and that'll be an incompletion for Frankfurt, because it's intended for Tyler Parthamer, the freshman receiver. That brings up a fourth down and long, and the Frankfurt Wildcats will most likely have to come out in their punting unit. That's about a fourth down and 17 yards to go. We don't officially have a to-go counter down here at Frankfurt. We're kind of eyeballing it just a little bit here, but Frankfurt, well, they're coming out here in the offensive set. Hanover, well, they are in punt formation. Frankfurt, they just get the punt off from Wes Anderson. The boot goes all the way down the 15-yard line before it scampers up to the 18-yard line, and that is where the Hanover Wildcats will start here on their second possession of the game. Officially here, they deem it the 17-yard line. We got 3 minutes, 53 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Hanover is up 8-0 after a 55-yard drive on their opening possession. Frankfurt just having to punt it, a drive that was pretty much killed by a holding penalty off a screen pass. Hanover, they were on a second down 11. The screen pass got about 4 yards instead of a third and six, but unfortunately got a hold that set up a third down and 17. And from there, the incompletion. Frankfurt having to punt now. And a flag thrown for the far side official on the first and 10 here from Hanover. And the signal is an offsides against the defense. That's the second time Frankfurt has been called offsides here against Frankfurt. They have had three total penalties in this game in the opening quarter, just barely 12 minutes into this game. First down and 5 now here. Cohurst looking deep. He's got an open man down the field. It's Hunter Kickaper at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. He was left on an island. There was no one there in coverage. It's going to be a long touchdown for Gadrick Cohurst all the way down the field. It was a 63-yard touchdown pass. And, man, just busted wide open coverage. No one was there to defend the pass from Gadrick Cohurst. And now it is 14-0, and just one play on the second drive. Hanover leads this one up by two scores with 3:46 left to go in the first quarter. Coming out for the two-point conversion, Kadrick Cohurst, leading this Hanover team right now with two scores on the day, one with his legs, one with his arm. Dropping back to pass, he's looking right. Now up the middle, to his left, he's scampering in the backfield, loses the ball. Wes Anderson recovers it. It was a fumble, but the two-point conversion is no good. The score remains 14-0. With 3:46 left to go in the first quarter. Again, Hanover leads, 3:46 left to go in the first quarter, 14-0 here in a District 3 8-man Division 2 matchup here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fall colors are beautiful, and the savings are colorful, too, during Valspar Fall Rebates at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get up to $60 back when you buy Valspar paint September 26th through October 5th. Refresh the family room or restyle a bedroom with a new look from Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during Fall Rebates time at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. See the rebate URL in-store for more details.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hanover leads 14-0 with 3:46 left to go in the first quarter. Kaiser Cohurst, a one-play, 67-yard touchdown pass to Hunter Kickaper for the score. Is Kickaper's first reception here of the game for 67 yards. And now Frankfurt battles behind, down by two possessions, 14-0. With just under 4 minutes left to go in this opening quarter, Kickaper back to kick things off, left to right of your dial here for Hanover. Frankfurt here, the red tops, gray bottoms. Hanover Wildcats, the white tops and blue bottoms. And it will be a touchback. Frankfurt will start here another consecutive time here from their own 15-yard line with 3:43 left to go. Starting their second drive of the game, down 14-0. Again, that first drive for Frankfurt, they found a lot of success in the rushing attack. They went early on to Henry Ketter. He had 5 carries in that drive. He had a 9-yard carry, 3 of 7 of 2. Then he had a 1-yard loss. It brought up a 2nd down and 11. And then there was a holding call that brought up a 3rd down and 17 for Frankfurt. From then, an incompletion, a punt. So off to a better drive here, hopefully, for them. It's a handoff to Ketter. That will go for 3 yards here from the 15 to the 18-yard line. Brings up a 2nd down and 7. The tackle was by Tanner Bruna, the 210-pound senior from the Hanover Wildcats. Officially a 4-yard carry for Henry Ketter. Here he's got over 20 yards rushing here in this game off 6 carries. And I'll tell you that I talked to Nick Anderson before this matchup this week, and I asked him about his offense on our coaching shows. You know, what's the goal? Is it keeping that offense 50-50 balanced? And he said, well, I'll tell you what most coaches won't tell you. I'm going to go with what the momentum of the defense is giving us. Right now, it's been pretty much all run here from the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's going to be a rush here off to the right side on a 2nd down and 6. Met at the line is Ketter. It's going to be a 1-yard carry. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 5 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Excuse me, I believe Octavian Jude was the ball carrier. Now 2:40 left to go in the first quarter, 14-0. Hanover leads over Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the ball on their own 20. 3rd down and 5. First possession ended in a punt. Frankfurt trying to get going here. Again, they haven't really found a deep pass play yet. Kind of unusual for a Frankfurt team, and they might have just drawn Hanover off sides for a free first down. On the 3rd down and 5, Anderson using the hard count, and he just drew Tanner Bruna off sides off the edge, as Bruna will have to go over here to the sideline, get a talk from the coach. Brody Slawogic will come in, and that will be a 5-yard penalty, but it doesn't pick up the first down. It's going to be a 3rd and inches. So, well, now the officials are going to change their ruling here on the field. They will throw the arm forward. They will signal the first down. So that will be enough for a first down. Hanover giving that up with the offsides penalty called against Tanner Bruna. Now 1st and 10 from the Frankfurt 25. Frankfurt working with it right and left of your dial. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. 14-0, Frankfurt trail. Octavian Jude in motion, hands off left side. A Ketter, and he is stuck in the backfield. Quick penetration by Braylon Mime. That'll be a huge tackle for a loss of 3 yards. Into the Frankfurt backfield. Ketter, his 2nd ball carry of today that has went backwards. That brings up a 2nd down and 13 with 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter. And officially Cooper Bruna, who just made that tackle. Frankfurt trying to get a scoring drive put together. This is the Frankfurt team that just got their first win of the season with Salmon last Friday. 54-0. At this point in the season, they already 3-0 when they faced Hanover last year. Rocky Starr here in the 2nd down and long. Pass off left side to Ketter, but he is chopped down low. Big tackle at the 26-yard line from Langston Stahlbaumer, the junior. That pass was good enough to get to the original line of scrimmage. It was a 4-yard pass from Anderson to Henry Ketter. Ketter's first reception of the game. He had a reception earlier, but then there was the holding call against Porter Colvin that went 15 yards back, forcing Frankfurt to kind of stall that drive and resulting in a punt. Frankfurt, they've taken a long time here to get their play calls in, but of course, you're also trying to delay the team that's on the other side of the field to get the opportunity to get down and score as Hanover, well, again, they just had a one-play touchdown drive. Hanover's up 14-0, 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Frankfurt with it on their own 25, third down and nine. Anderson dropping back. He's got pressure in his face. He escapes. He's stepping up in the pocket. Now he moves out to the left side. He's kind of tackled by his own guy. And he is brought down by a pack of Wildcats. He ran into Fred Rosequist, the left guard. And then a pile of Hanover Wildcats came to finish the job. Alex Newman leading the charge as a senior. That brings up a fourth and 11 now. Frankfurt on their own 24-yard line. And Frankfurt will have to, well, they're going to have to run it or punt it again here. And again, they will let this clock roll down. Fourth and 11 from Frankfurt's own 19-yard line. They will look to punt here to start the second quarter. Frankfurt trails 14-0. Hanover set to get the ball here with the two possession lead on the MC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We're a quarter deep in the eight-man Division II District 3 play here in Week 4. Starting the second quarter here, down 14-0 is the Frankfurt Wildcats against Hanover. Hanover with that two-possession lead set to get the ball back here as Frankfurt on back-to-back drives will have to punt the ball away. Frankfurt 4th and 11 here on their own 24-yard line. Set to punt it. Back, that is Henry Ketter. Ketter boots this one past the 40. Back to receive it is Juneman. He is able to snag it with his right hand and juke out to his left to the 30. And he'll be dropped just a yard shy of it at the 29-yard line. And that's where Hanover will start their third drive of the game. Hanover has already started a drive on their own 15 as well as their own 17. Both drives resulting in touchdowns. Their second drive was a one-play 67 touchdown pass from Kadrick Coers. I know last year the offense was a little balanced between Coers and KK for both kind of coming into the scheme, but Coers, he has found himself as a consistent starter here this year. The 5'8", 180-pound junior unmentioned return to his team. First and 10 from the 29. A hand off to Kikafer as he's busting up the middle. Excuse me, that's Juneman. Juneman brought down by Gage Wanklin at the 37-yard line. It's a carry of 7 yards for Alec Juneman. Juneman, he has been the hefty carrier tonight here for the Hanover Wildcats. He's got two carries so far for Hanover. A carry for 6, and here a carry for officially 8 they're going to mark it. Second down and 2 now with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hanover up 14-0 with the ball. Second down and 2 here. Single out to the left side and to the right. Single back set. Here, pitching out to the right side is Coers finding his open receiver for the first down and then some after the 35 to about the 32-yard line. It was completed to Cooper Bruna. Cooper Bruna getting his first catch. And here, stoppage, there is a penalty flag that was marked at the 40-yard line. So that completely neglects the huge 13-yard reception that Cooper Bruna just had. That will mark the ball all the way back from where the holding occurred, which is pretty friendly here to the Hanover side. As now it is just a second and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Well, you've seen Frankfurt get stalled off a big holding call off of the pass play. So we'll see if it does the same here for Hanover. Hanover, second down and 10. Ball at their own 29-yard line. Coers One snap, Pike. He gets out to the left side of the flat to Bruna. Bruna pass up the 40, and looks like he'll have it up for the first down at the Frankfurt 39-yard line. A pickup of 11 yards for Cooper Bruna. Big pass for Coers. Coers already 78 yards passing here in this contest. He is 2 for 2 with the passing touchdown. First and 10 in Frankfurt territory at the 39-yard line. And Coers, he's doing a great job right now in the pocket, just staying easy with it, getting dropping back and surveying. Right now, the upfront effort from Frankfurt hasn't found its way to get through at the moment, running two to two down linemen and Fred Rosquist and Tate and Shalit. Here, line in motion out to the right side. Single back, Coers in the pitch option. He'll have a keeper, and it'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage. I just mentioned Fred Rosquist, and he hears his name and rings the bell. Getting a tackle to line of scrimmage, his 30th tackle of the season, his 18th solo tackle of the year. It's a gain of none for Kadrick Coers. He's had 4 carries now in this game. Second down and 10. Frankfurt's defense seems to stiffen up a little bit here. So far, they've allowed 29 points per game. They allowed just 23 points per game last season. Second down and 10 from the Frankfurt 29. Hanover with the ball at 14-0 with 9:54 left to go in the first half. And a timeout will be taken on Frankfurt's side, trying to correct the defense. As I just mentioned, 14-0, 9:54 left to go here in the second quarter. Hanover with the lead, second and 10 on the Frankfurt 39. Game continues here on MSU Sports, 3 and after this timeout.
Grab your gear, don't wait too late. October 17th, the date. Milwaukee Tools, the deal is prime. Stahlbaumer Lumber, it's savings time. Power strong, price is right. Milwaukee savings shine so bright at Stahlbaumer Lumber, here us stay. October 17th. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 Games. VA Grin and Profit, Kirk Dillon back in the studio. 9:54 left to go in the second quarter. 14-0 Hanover leads here on the Frankfurt 39-yard line past the halfway point here on the field. A yard past the 40. In pistol here is Coers. First time denied. He'll pitch it all the way out to the left side to Bruna. Bruna bruising past defenders to the 25-yard line. A huge carry for Bruna. A carry of 14 yards for number 34, the Hanover Wildcat. That'll be his first carry of the game. First time we've seen Hanover run that. They had, again, pistol formation in the ISO set. They had a fullback lead block there for Cooper Bruna out to the left side, a rush of 14 yards. It picks up a first down, and over there, well, they've made all the stops. They've been able to balance the rush and the pass here against this Frankfurt defense. First down and 10 on the Frankfurt 25. Hanover moving with it. Same formation, fullback and as well tailback. Here it gets thrown back out to Bruna. Bruna charging forward for another big carry off the right side. They'll be shy of a yard from the first down, but it's a carry of 9 yards for Cooper Bruna, and he is just falling forward for yardage here for Hanover. Officially an 8-yard carry, second down and 2 here on the Frankfurt 17-yard line. Moving and grooving is this Hanover team up 14-0 with 8:48 left to go here in the first half. Wide to the left here. Single back set, fullback and tailback ISO formation here. It's going to be a handoff to the fullback right up the middle, busting wide open to the end zone. Touchdown. The Hanover Wildcats coming through for the score with Brody Sawogic. The 5'10", 185-pound junior rushing it from 17 yards out. It was a quick handoff from the fullback position. And Hanover now up 20-0 here with 8:33 left to go in this first half. They have been moving and grooving. That was the first handoff to Sawogic. And by the way, here Hanover, they have handed the ball off. They've had 5 different ball carriers as well as 2 different pass catchers. They have been able to spread the ball generously here in this first half. Going for the 2-point conversion. Here is Hanover. Wide left and wide right. Single back set. Here, it's going to be a jet sweep to Braylon Mine. Mine going pads first into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Hanover now leads 22-0 with 8:33 left to go in the first half here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Hanover Wildcats here that lead 22-0 with 8:33 left to go here in the second quarter. Three spray touchdown drives here for the Hanover Wildcats. Kadra Coers from 3 yards from the goal line. Kadra Coers on a 67 one-play drive out to Hunter Kikafer. And then here to cap off with the third touchdown, a 17-yard rushing carry from Cooper Buna. Brody Solichek. A 51-yard drive. Again, 22-0. Hanover up with 8:33 left to go here in the first half. Frankfurt trying to get their first shortened drive put together here against the number three team in eight-man Division II. Frankfurt, they are 1-2 on the season, 0-1 in league play. This kick from Kick April will go deep past the end zone over the head of Henry Ketter. And Frankfurt on their third consecutive possession will start on their own 15-yard line with 8:33 left to go here in the first half, down by three scores, 22-0. And Frankfurt, again, struggling here offensively to get going. And that first drive was stalled because of a holding penalty that pushed them back all the way on a third and 18 on their own about 31-yard line. Trying to stay a little more disciplined and finding more of a balance here in the passing and rushing game. Man in motion here for Frankfurt, first and 10. Ball thrown to the far side. It's an incompletion to Porter Colvin. And now that will set up a second down and 10 here on the Frankfurt 15. And Porter Colvin, who was on the holding call earlier here for Frankfurt, has the drops pass all the way to the far side hash marks. 8:30 left to go here in this second quarter. Frankfurt needing their first touchdown of the game, down 22-0. Hanover very well still over the horizon here, but they could end this game in potentially three quarters here if Frankfurt doesn't get themselves up on their feet. Anderson, using the hard count, draws the Hanover Wildcats offside for the second time tonight. That will start this third drive nicely here for Frankfurt. That'll bring up a second down and 5 now. So that'll be a little more manageable here for this Frankfurt team. We haven't seen a whole lot of pass selection here from head coach Nick Anderson with his son and quarterback Wes Anderson. As I mentioned, Wes Anderson is a first-team All-State, All-League returner coming into this offense. He has a total of 1,691 yards passing and 99 passing touchdowns. He searches for touchdown in the air 100 in his career. Of course, he already has over 100 all total touchdowns. Here it's going to be a keeper for Anderson. Anderson staying on his feet, busting left side. He's down the field. Past the 40, the 35, 30. He's still on his feet. Human trying to take him down. I believe they may have gotten a horse collar to tack on at the end as well. But Anderson was rolled out past the 20 using his legs. If that was a horse collar, that will add positive yards there on that long carry for Anderson. A carry all the way from the 20-yard line. We'll see where they officially spot this ball. I don't think it could have been holding on where the judge was at. And that is a huge rush by Wes Anderson. And he found the hole to the left side. He was initially dead in the water, but was able to bust out to the left side. And they get a face mask against the defense. I thought it was potentially dragging down Anderson by the Juman dragging down the back of the jersey was Juman, a horse collar, but the official call is a face mask. by the way Wes Anderson's body turned, I thought it had to have been one of the two. So that was a long carry down the field for Wes Anderson. Huge carry and the longest rush we've seen of the night for either team. And that comes up at a big moment in this game. And here it's a first and goal from the 10-yard line. Frankfurt setting themselves up in tremendous positioning to get their first touchdown up on the board. Anderson in shotgun, single back set with Henry Ketter right behind the back of Anderson. Receiver out to the left and to the right. Tight end lined up on the right side. Here, Wage Ganklin in motion behind. S. Anderson hands it off, and the ball is loose. It's on the ground. And Ketter was on the ball carrier. Oh, excuse me. Yep. Ketter was able to recover. So it is a positive carry for him. It's a carry of 2 yards for Henry Ketter. And Ketter, again, he has been extended here to 9 carries total in this game. He has been the workhorse in the backfield. So Anderson coming into the night had the most carries with 35 carries. But now leading the season for Frankfurt in the backfield and carries, well, it's Henry Ketter. He's been the workhorse today. This is a keeper for Anderson. Out left side, he throws a stiff arm, spins around. He's at the 12. He's going to keep going to the sideline and extending himself back to maybe where that original line of scrimmage was set at. And such a great defensive stand here from the Hanover Wildcats. And the defensive area there was Tanner Bitter, the senior, on the push-out. They were in a third and goal from the 7-yard line. So Wes Anderson, who is seemingly dead in the water, 5 yards in the backfield, throws another nasty stiff arm, spins out of the contact, and gets out of bounds up to the Hanover 7. But it's still third and goal. Frankfurt needing a score here. You are in two-down territory for Frankfurt. Wouldn't be surprised if you saw Wes Anderson throw a quick pass. We've already seen Frankfurt take 2 timeouts. They will take their last here of the first half with 7:33 left to go in the second quarter. 22-0, the Hanover Wildcats lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt's offense has finally started to get some moving group here down the field. They start on their own 15-yard line. They're on the Hanover 7, down 22-0 with 7:33 left to go in the first half. Frankfurt using their last timeout of the half as well. All have been to correct their scheme here. This is the second timeout Nick Anderson has used to get the offense corrected. Again, you're in two-down territory if you're Frankfurt. You definitely want to either try to make this a more manageable fourth down or take your shot in the end zone. We haven't seen Anderson pass much. Actually, in fact, he hasn't passed at all here on this drive. It's been all legs here for Frankfurt. Anderson using a hard count. It's a low snap. He picks it up. He shot back the pass over the middle, and it is low to the right of the hip of, I believe, Hayden Adams, but it's an incompletion. They'll bring up a fourth down from the Hanover 7, so a fourth and goal. If you're Frankfurt, you have to go for it. Again, you don't want Hanover to continue to dominate this game on the offensive side or get any more touchdowns. They already lead 22-0 with 7:28 left to go. Continuing to allow that Hanover team, you may potentially get into a 45 after a half situation. Frankfurt needing this touchdown here, just down 3 scores, and another timeout here will be taken on the field. That officially is the last timeout here taken by the Frankfurt Wildcats. So the one of the ones earlier must have been actually for Hanover. They just might have pointed the wrong side. So 7:28 left to go here in the first half. We're just going to keep things here real quick. Frankfurt, they have already used two timeouts here on this goal line stand from the Hanover Wildcats, a team that is right now allowing just 4.6 points per game, a total of just 14 points allowed so far this season. Last year, this Hanover team allowed just 13.2 points per game. They returned six defensive starters. Hanover allowed only three games last year where opponents scored over 20 points, and they shut out six of their 10 opponents. And more impressively there, Hanover, out of the 10 teams they played last year, eight of them made the playoffs, whether it was eight-man Division One or eight-man Division Two. Hanover arguably had the hardest schedule of the entire eight-man classification, and they made the most of it. Unfortunately, they did get bounced in the second round by Burlingame, 36-24. So again, back here in this action, so fourth and seven from the Hanover, fourth and goal from the Hanover seven. Frankfurt needing their first touchdown of the game, down 22-0 with 7 minutes left to go here in this first half. Anderson in the backfield, up on his feet. He has to get rid of the ball, but he is sacked on fourth and goal. Coming into the backfield, initiating that contact was Cooper Bruna. And Kadra Coers also is able to get into the backfield as well. So for the Frankfurt Wildcats, they turn over on downs after the sack. At the 17-yard line, Hanover starting here on their fourth possession of the game at their own 17 with 7:16 left to go, up 22-0 here in the first half. Hanover, they have not even seen a third down today. Their offense has been electric and explosive. Sending Mine in motion. It's a handoff up the middle to Juneman. Juneman busting outside, but Wanklin making the tackle, preventing a first down. It's a carry of just six for Alex Juneman. Juneman who's busted out some big runs here for Hanover in this first half. That is his third carry. It was for 6 yards. He is now at over 24 yards rushing up three carries here for Hanover. And if you're Hanover, you're probably thinking on trying to run out some clock here before that first half. Conclusion. With 6:37 left to go here in the second quarter. Coerst gets the snap, hands it off in the backfield, and Juneman is taken down a yard past the line of scrimmage. Getting there early in the backfield and making that tackle was Octavian Goode. That is his 18th tackle of the season. Some substitutions coming in here on the Hanover side, Cooper Bruna, as well as Kyle Shoddy, the 160-pound senior. 6 minutes left to go. Third down and three. It's the first time that Hanover has seen a third down in this game. It's a third down and three on their own 24-yard line. Frankfurt needing to get this ball back down 22-0 with 6 minutes left to go. Pitch out to the right side to Bruna. He's cutting back. He is chopped up. He has enough for the first down after the diving effort. And Bruna, he's gotten a little more involved in this game. Jude, here on another consecutive tackle for Frankfurt. But it's a first down and 10 for Hanover here at their own 28-yard line. That clock running slow for Hanover. Three straight consecutive scoring drive. Coerst, he's already on two of those touchdowns with a rush and a passing. In the backfield, Coerst, single set. Twins left and single out to the right side. Pump faking left. Coerst now going out to the right side. His eyes are still down the field. He'll take off and scramble. He'll scramble for 9 yards, a yard shy of the first down. Coerst with his fifth carry of the game. Wes Anderson on the tackle. Again, a yard shy, a 9 yard carry for Kadrick Coerst. Ball now at the Hanover 37-yard line. That first yard marker at the 40, at the 38. And this is a crucial eight-man Division II District 3 game as well as a Twin Valley League game. This is a tough district with Axel, Frankfurt, and Hanover all in it. Coerst, so third and one, goes out to the flat to Mine. Mine's got the first down. He is taken down by Gage Wanklin at the 35-yard line as well as Octavian Goode. But it's a pass completion for 8 yards for the Hanover Wildcats. And a good catch on the near side by Mine. That's his first reception of the game. Ball now on the Frankfurt 35-yard line. It's Hanover moving with it. First and 10, 4:50 to go in this first half. 23-0, they lead Gohurst. He has been strong in the air. He is 3 of 4 with over 80 yards passing. Gohurst now looking to run with his leg up the middle. He's got the first down, falling over a couple defenders and tracing down to the 20-yard line. A huge carry of 14 yards from Cedric Gohurst. He has used his legs mighty here in the first half as well for over 40 yards. It's a first and 10 now here on the Hanover 21, a yard away from the red zone. Frankfurt's defense trying to stop the run and the pass here. And that's Tate, the Shayless on the defensive line alongside Rosecliff in the two front stunt here. Three linebackers, but looks like Frankfurt, they'll bring three off the line with Henry Catter, but mine to the left side. He's down the sideline. Touchdown off the pass, a 20-yard touchdown pass from Kadrick Coers out to the flat to the left, and Mine took it the rest of the distance. Mine, two receptions on this drive for 29 total yards, two completions as well from Kadrick Coers. 4 minutes and 7 seconds left to go here in this first half. It's 28-0. The Hanover Wildcats lead over the Frankfurt Wildcats in a battle of Wildcats. Last year's matchup ended 28-24. Hanover winning in that final quarter. It is all Hanover here today down at Frankfurt, Kansas. Here, hand up the middle, the two-point conversion. Juneman is stretching. Both officials are coming in and waiting for the hand signal. I'm seeing some nods, but they are going to say it was short, and the 2-point conversion is no good. It is 28-0 with 4:07 to go here in the second quarter. It's the Hanover Wildcats to lead over Frankfurt here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
A 63-yard drive capped off by a 21-yard passing touchdown from Kadra Coers to Braylon Mine puts the Hanover Wildcats up 28-0. Four consecutive drives here with touchdowns for the Hanover Wildcats with 4 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the opening half of football here in Frankfort, Kansas. It's 8-man Division II District 3 play as well as the Twin Valley League matched up as well. It has been all Hanover. Frankfurt set to get the ball here on the kickoff from Hunter Kikafer back to receive Gage Wanklin and Henry Ketter. And for the fourth consecutive drive of this game, the Frankfurt Wildcats will start first and 10 from their own 15-yard line with 4:07 left to go here in the second quarter. And this is our first week of 8-man action here on 92.1 KMZ. Last week we had the Centralia Panthers take on Onega. Or is that Onega? They won 44-8. Again, our broadcasting area right now, we also have Hiawatha at Jefferson West, 103.9 KMZ. We have offices at ACCHS on CARE, 93.7. Here you're locked into our 92.1 game of the week, Frankfurt and Hanover. First and 10 on the 15, Frankfurt working with it down 28-0. Ketter out to the near side hash marks, gets chopped down after a 2-yard carry. And actually, sorry, he is taken in the backfield for a loss of 2. So, officially, actually, a 1-yard loss for Ketter. That'll bring up a second down and 11. Second and 11 from the 14, the Frankfurt 14. Frankfurt with the ball down 28-0, 3:30 left to go in this first half. Anderson using the hard count, dropping back to pass. He pump fakes, escapes pressure. He's to his left side now. He's still keeping his eyes down the field, but he's going to take the sack within the 10-yard line at around the 8. That's the second time Anderson has just had to toughen up, hold the ball to his chest, and take a mighty hit from the Hanover defense, taking him down the backfield. That's another loss here for Frankfurt. They have only gone backwards on this fourth possession of the game. A negative 4-yard carry for Wes Anderson. That brings it a third down and 15 now for the Frankfurt Wildcats at their own 10-yard line. They need to get to their own 25 for the first down. Alec Judeman coming back in the game here. He's on the defensive line for Hanover. 2:35 left to go. The clock is running 28-0. Frankfurt down. Anderson dropping back. It's going to be a screen pass to Ketter. Ketter, he is churning up for some yards to the 20, but it'll be 5 yards shy of the first down. If you're Frankfurt, you almost feel like this is a go-for-it situation despite being on your own 20-yard line. A 10-yard completion from Wes Anderson to Henry Ketter. Ketter, you're now 2 receptions on the game for 14 yards. A huge fourth down here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt trying not to be stopped here on this fourth down. They were already shut down on a fourth down their last possession. They are 0-4 on third downs today. 0-1 on fourth downs. Anderson dropping back on the 4th and 5 from his own 20. Stepping up. Anderson looking right. He's got an open man over the field. Ketter takes the contact for the first down and more. To the 35-yard line. It's a huge pass completion of 16 yards from Wes Anderson to Henry Ketter. Ketter, he has been the primary target on this drive for 26 yards. A Frankfurt first down, a much-needed fourth down pickup for the Frankfurt team. Their first of the night. Here the drive will continue to move. Frankfurt gathering in hurry up. They have no timeouts. Bad snap, dropping it, but Anderson's able to pick it up and get the pass off to Ketter off to the far side. Ketter is able to get 4 yards and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. The clock will stop at 1:18 in the first half. Frankfurt, no timeouts remaining here. So good job by Ketter to get out of bounds. Substitution here off to the near side from Frankfurt, putting in Kyler Parthamer and taking out Cale Cook, the tight end. Second down and 6 at the 40-yard line. Frankfurt needing to get to the 34, but again, they're down 28-0 with 1:18 and no timeouts left in this first half. Ketter in motion. Now Anderson dropping back over the middle of the field. It's almost intercepted, but then it goes into the hands of Gage Wanklin, but Wanklin drops it. Nearly making the pick was Cooper Bruno, the sophomore, but then the ball bounced out of his hands and went into the hands of Gage Wanklin, the 150-pound sophomore, but he wasn't ready for the deflection, and it was dropped out to the left side. So it brings up a third down and 6. Anderson, his second incompletion of the night. Third down and 6 from the 40. Hanover needing, Frankfurt needing 6 yards here for the first down. Single back set. It's Ketter looking for the block. But going down the field is Anderson. He's gotten up for the first down and securing the catch with a two-hand snag is Porter Colvin. His first catch today. Porter Colvin, a big one at that. It was good for 8 yards, an 8-yard completion and catch. It was a strong catch, by the way, by Colvin. The coverage was all up on him. He had Hunter Kikafer by his hip, but he caught the ball, fought through contact, held the ball in his breadbasket, and kept it as he ran out of bounds, which was also important as the clock stops here at 1:09. It's 1st and 10 here. Here in the first half, the 1:09 left to go, ball on the 33-yard line in Hanover territory. Frankfurt, they got all the way down to the Hanover 7 before turning it over on downs the last possession. There's flags up in the air. This might be the third offside call against Hanover of the day. Hanover is, of course, pointing at Frankfurt, and Frankfurt's pointing at Hanover. The official comes up, and, well, he's going to point towards the defense. So that is the third time Hanover has been caught offside today. It's our 5th total offside penalty today, combined by both teams. Both teams, I guess, renting Airbnbs in the opposing team's offensive backfield. Defensive line just getting a little too early of a head start off that line of scrimmage. First down and 5. 109 to go in the first half. Frankfurt down 28-0 with the ball on the Hanover 28-yard line. Anderson dropping back, stepping up in the pocket now. Escapes the pressure. He's still up on his feet. He's going to look to run, and he'll get a 2-yard carry after being dropped a yard after the 6. So being able to extend himself just a little farther. It was Eli Heinemann, the defensive lineman from Hanover, who was able to get the tackle, the 240-pound senior from the Wildcats. The Hanover team has 6 returning defensive starters compared to Frankfurt Wildcats, who just have a mere, I believe, 2 offensive returning starters on their team. Ketter and Anderson. Here, 3rd down and 4, after the 2-yard carry from Wes Anderson. Ball on the Hanover 22-yard line with 49 seconds left to go. The clock is stopped here in the first half. Frankfurt needing the score. They have the ball. Adams in motion. Anderson, it's a flood concept to the right side, but he is tracked down in the Frankfurt 30. Coming all the way back is Eli Ivan. Just had the tackle. Now he's got the sack. That'll bring up a long 4th down as the clock rolls. And I believe Hanover may have also just called a timeout with a chance to get the ball back. And yes, they did. The Hanover Wildcats will take a timeout here on a 4th and a mile from Frankfurt at their own 40, or at the 40, I should say. With 37 seconds left to go here in this first half, Hanover wants the ball back to score again. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. 37 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 28-0, the Hanover Wildcats lead.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a teen ready to hit the road? Adding a youthful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your teen, protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Wes Anderson was just sacked for his 3rd time tonight, the 4th and a mile here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And here they will look to punt it from the 40. It is a sky-high boot with 37 seconds left to go here in this first half. It's 28-0. Hanover looking to get the ball back just one more time here. And Hanover will get it on their own 22-yard line with 24 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. And the Hanover Wildcats, they have went punt, punt, turnover on downs, and punt. Hanover, they have went all 4 straight drives up to this point. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. And, well, all of the above again, touchdown. They have 24 seconds to work with here. I believe they have 1 timeout remaining. They are at their own 22-yard line. Hanover, earlier in this game, they had a 1-play 15-second drive of the 67-yard touchdown pass from Kadrick Cowers to Hunter Kikafer. Not sure if Hanover will pull out this stop here, but we'll see. It's a near side pass off to Mine. Mine is going to get out of bounds at the 29-yard line, but there's a flag that comes in. It could be a necessary roughness thrown here against the Frankfurt side if the hit was as Mine was going out of bounds. Mine, he gets up, he points to the defense. So that might just be the call there. It might tack another 15, which would put Hanover all the way at the Frankfurt 35-yard line. Referees are discussing at the 30. There's 19 seconds left on the board, 28-0, Hanover leads. And the run rule is 45 after halftime. So we're still quite a bit away from that point. We'll see how Hanover comes out and responds in that second half. Frankfurt, they will get the ball to start the second half. Now, still waiting here on the official call. I was expecting it to be against the defense, but it's going to come back here against the offense. So they actually get a holding call on the offense. That pushes them all the way back to where their original line of scrimmage was. It's 1st here and a about 11. Hanover on their own 21-yard line with 19 seconds left to go here in this first half. 28-0, they lead. Still with a good note before going up to halftime. Screen pass out to the right side to Mine, and Mine will pick up 10 yards on the completion. The tackle was made by Peyton Adams on the far side hash mark. But this clock is stopped at 12 seconds. After the completion, and Hanover, they will take, I believe, now their final and last time out of this first half with 12 seconds left to go. Hanover at their own 29-yard line will take a quick 30-second timeout with 12 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 20-0, Hanover leads with the ball.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
12 seconds left to go. 28-0 here in the first half. Hanover leads with the ball. They pitch out to the left side here on a second down, 5 from their own 29-yard line, and getting out of bounds, scampering with Cooper Bruna. He's got enough for the first down at the 35. A pickup of 7 yards for Cooper Bruna. And Hanover with 7 seconds left to go, probably just going to try to run a cheap play, maybe just a quick out to one of their outside receivers, maybe Jimin or Kikafer, or maybe just a pitch and see if they can bust it out for a long touchdown. You don't want to do something, well, in layman terms, silly to give up an easy touchdown here for Frankfurt in this first half. 7 seconds left to go. Just one more play here from the 35 on Hanover. Hanover with the ball. Deep shot down the field. That's got air in it all the way back to the end zone. There's a penalty if that's pass interference on the defense. It'll give one more play for Hanover. It'll be a 15-yard penalty. We're in high school. For a second there, I was going to say it would be down at the 1-yard line, but that's the NFL. So it's not a spot foul. It'll be a little less generous here, but it will still give one more play here to the offense. This guy's a pass interference. Looks like down the field, that was Hunter Kikafer who might have been the intended target. And, man, what a ball by Hanover's cohorts. He chucked that one 45 yards down the field. And that was from Hanover's side of the field. That was one heck of a deep ball. And they get pass interference on the defense. So that's a 15-yard penalty. Hanover will get one more shot here with time expired. Which, by the way, this is the second straight week here on the Game of the Week that we have had time expired and a pass interference call be the reason there is one more play left in the first half. So how about those odds? Well, it's 28-0 with no time left here in the first half. Hanover with the lead. They want to get one more touchdown left here in the first half. Hanover on their own in the Frankfurt 30-yard line. Coers dropping back. It's a Hail Mary deep back in the end zone and not even throwing it in bounds. Well, if you're Coers, you would have probably liked to put that one in bounds, but he throws it out. His intended target was Hunter Kikafer, but again, he was 4 steps out. He still made the catch, so I guess congratulations. But fortunately, you do got to be in the field of play to score points. Well, we're going to take a step aside here for a couple-minute break. We have entered halftime. Be here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll also have scoring updates with Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Again, we're going to end the halftime. Hanover 28, Frankfurt 0.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet, Kirk Tillman back in studio. Again, this is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from bet, online at highlandcc.edu. We got about 12 minutes, 25 seconds until we start here the second half with the Hanover Wildcats. It has been all Hanover in this Wildcat battle, also a district battle and a league battle. It's been a lot of battles here today, but it has been all dominated by Hanover. It's 28-0 through two quarters of play. Hanover on five possessions. They scored four straight times. They, at the end of the half, only had about 24 seconds to go down the field on their own 22-yard line. They were able to get all the way up to Frankfurt 35 through a Hail Mary attempt, one out of bounds. And again, that ended the half 28-0. The first quarter ended 14-0 for Hanover so far in this game. Kadrick Cohurst, he has scored three touchdowns, two in the air, one on the ground. That first drive for Hanover was a three-yard rushing touchdown for Kadrick Cohurst. And then the second drive of the game for the Hanover Wildcats is a one-play, 63-yard touchdown pass from Cohurst to Hunter to Gaper to make it 14-0. Going into the third quarter, there's a 17-yard rushing touchdown from Brody Logic, the junior, as a 51-yard drop, make it 22-0. And then, again, another passing touchdown, the second longest year, and the second of the night for Cager Coers, a 21-yard touchdown pass to Traylon Mine as a 63-yard drive to make it 28-0. The Frankfurt offense, as of right now, they have had one really solid drive where they drove all the way down to the Hanover 7-yard line. They were on a third down and goal from the 7 and incompletion on the fourth and goal from the 7. Well, unfortunately, Anderson was dropped 10 yards in the backfield. Anderson, he was sacked three times in that first half, two times on one drive alone. The offensive line, unfortunately, hasn't held up very well for Wes Anderson. Anderson just really hasn't had the skill player as he did last year, and that's kind of been a theme going into this year. A question of concern is, how is Frankfurt going to field together some skill players for Wes Anderson, an all-state caliber quarterback for the last 4 years? I mean, you lose Carter Olsen, you lose Ty Smith, Trent Harden, and Lane Loizo, four guys who were all-state mentions. I mean, that's hard talent to replace, and right now Frankfurt has not quite found that answer yet here at this point in the season. They found some good plays from Henry Ketter as well as Porter Colvin, but again, not quite the same production they had last year, as they are down 28-0 here at the end of the first half. Frankfurt, they punted three times in the first half, went 0-4 on third downs and 1-2 on fourth downs. They had to punt three total times, and again, they turned it over on downs just once on the Hanover 7-yard line. It's pretty much all Hanover. And Hanover, they've got it done in both ways. They have ran the ball. They have passed the ball. Right now, Hanover winning the yardage battle. So far, Kadrick Cohurst has been the runaway player of the game here tonight. He's 5-7, 95 yards passing, two passing touchdowns. as well as 55 yards rushing and one rushing touchdown, three total touchdowns in that first half. Patrick Hillers has been the one to stop here, but he has not been halted yet today from this Frankfurt defense. A defense that is allowing 29.3 points per season already here. They've allowed 20 to Hanover. So going here into the second half, Frankfurt's defense has to play a little more sound. They have to balance. Frankfurt also has to get rid of the penalties. They had three offsides in that first half. They had multiple holding calls that saw back drives. They allowed three sacks for Wes Anderson. They weren't able to get the passing game open. And when they were getting the running game going, they were going backwards as well. They have just as many positive rushing yards as they have negative rushing yards so far in this contest. So we'll see how Frankfurt adjusts in the second half. Again, Nick Anderson, he is a tremendous head coach here, entering his 10th season for Frankfurt. No doubt in my mind that he couldn't get this Frankfurt team right on track, but it's a matter of can you overcome a 28-point deficit against the number three team here in eight-man division two. And again, this is a tough matchup. This is a ranked matchup here for Frankfurt, but also a District 3 matchup. It says district playoff implications, as well as just overall Twin Valley League implications, just finalizing the year. But if it comes down to it later on this season, the winner of this game will battle Axel for potentially a number one spot in the playoffs. And that would be a huge thing to get a home playoff game. Frankfurt, we know this was Frankfurt last year. They battled most of their playoffs on the road last season. And then they were able to come all the way and compete against Axel. Unfortunately, they were taken down by Axel. But Frankfurt really wanting to get some a little bit of home field advantage this year. But again, that really all starts tonight in tonight's big first district game for both these teams at Hanover, looking to get off to another 4-0 start and back-to-back use here. All right, we got 7 minutes left until we start the second half. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about more about the second half as well as some around-the-aerial scores here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, the Hanover Wildcats are up 28-0 over Frankfurt with 6:50 left to go here at halftime. We'll be back in the second half here shortly.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Suicide impacts all of us. It's the third leading cause of death among young people and continues to rise in our older population. We can no longer allow this illness to remain hidden. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we are committed to supporting prevention and providing resources year-round for our friends, neighbors, and families who have been touched by loss. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio. We're locked in here on 92.1 at KMZA. Credit Prophet Kirk Kelvin back in studio. We got about 4 minutes, 22 seconds until we lift off to the second half here. Hanover Wildcats here on the road taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats in an eight-man Division II District 3 matchup here. It's been all Hanover 28-0 after that first half. Hanover, they scored four straight drives. Gator Cohurst right now, the player of the game here so far. He's got over 140 yards of offense with three total touchdowns. It has been, again, all Hanover in this matchup. After today, Frankfort, they will go on the road to Thunder Ridge as the Hanover Wildcats, they will go back home and take on Blue Valley Randolph. We still have a second half to play here. Let's look at a couple of our aerial scores from around the area. Brought to you by the Holt House Auto House. When time's up, take your vehicles. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Of course, your halftime score this game to 8-0. Hanover leading. We got a final from the Nemaha Central and Chinook game. Nemaha Central won 28-14. That game started at 6 o'clock, so they gone on in about an hour earlier than everyone else. ACCHS 14-6 over Oskaloosa at halftime on 103.9 KNZA, as well as the Hiawatha Channel. BSAT on the call. Hiawatha's up 7-6 over Jeff West. Holton on the Holton Channel is up 16-10 over Perry LeCompton. On the Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights at half is over McLeod, 42-0. Onega looking for their second win of the season. They are up 20-6 over Valley Falls. Over on the Silver Lake Channel with Wade Gershner, Silver Lake is up on St. Mary's, 14-0. Halftime on the Sabetha Channel as well. Sabetha is up 9-0 over Royal Valley. Jayden Meyer, a 35-yard field with 6 seconds left to go in the first half. Again, your scoring updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Again, here we're going to step aside for a quick 2-minute break. We'll be back with second half action here on 92.1 at KMZA. The Frankfort Wildcats still looking for their first touchdown of this game. Wes Anderson looking for his 100th touchdown of his varsity career, as well as Frankfort trying to overcome a 28-0 deficit here against Hanover at home. We're going to take a step aside, here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. I purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They were great to work with and very personable, and they went really smooth.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Grab your gear, don't wait too late. October 17th's the date. Milwaukee Tools, the deal is prime. Stahl Bomber Lumber, it's savings time. Power strong, price is right. Milwaukee savings shine so bright at Stahl Bomber Lumber. Hear us say, October 17th, it's your day. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at BobSchwartzFinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same. Same meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here I'm Credit Prophet Kirk Kilman, back in studio here getting ready to start the second half action here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. We've got 2 minutes till the start of the second half, but you know what, folks, we're just going to take you right up here to it. Again, this was our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, falls and dust, online at highlandcc.edu. I'm currently right now, I'm about to graduate Highland Community College, so again, shout out to Highland Community College as being our halftime sponsor. Halftime score here on 92.1 KMZ, Hanover Wildcats leading 28-0 over Frankfurt. Frankfurt will be set to get the ball here to start this second half. But again, Frankfurt on 4 offensive possessions on this game. They have punted 3 times, and they have turned it over on down 1. They also have allowed 3 sacks on offense, 2 holding calls on defense. They have had 3 offsides. So, again, Frankfurt on all sides trying to tighten up right now, trying to find some more grit, trying to play a little harder and disciplined in this second half. Again, they had a very successful drive in their third drive of the game. They went from their 15 all the way down to Hanover 7. On third down and 7, had an incompletion. And then on fourth down and goal from the 7, well, Anderson was sacked for his second time in the game, dropped in the backfield. Again, just something you can't let happen. Anderson, you've been holding on to the ball a little too long. Sometimes, well, you don't want to do a Russell Wilson where you just kind of let a play die on the fourth down. You want to just give it a shot. Throw it to the end zone. See if your guy can make that play. If it's going to be fourth down, or if it is fourth down, and the down turnover anyway, you might as well just give your team a chance and throw it up. But regardless, minusing that, still the entire offense here for Frankfurt trying to get on a roll. They had one big play, and it was on that drive as a 50-yard scamper from Wes Anderson, helped out by a 15-yard face mask penalty on the Hanover side by Alex Judeman. But again, that's about all the spark of life we've seen here from this Frankfurt team. So Frankfurt trying to get off on the right footing here in the second half, down 28-0 here to the Hanover Wildcats. It's an 8-man Division II District 3 game. It's also a Twin Valley League game. Frankfurt unranked, 1-2 on the season, 0-1 in league. Taking on Hanover, a 3-0 team and 2-0 in the league. And now here we start the second half action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kick Gaper here to kick it off for Hanover, right left of your dial. Back to receive Henry Ketter and Gage Wanklin for Frankfurt. And start of a new half, down 28-0. Frankfurt now with the ball. It's going to be the shortest kick, and it'll be Frankfurt a chance to get a good return off of it. Past the 20 is Wanklin. He's still up on his feet, down the 25. Knocked out by the near side hash marks, and Wes Anderson is able to pick him up and give him a pat on the back of his helmet. Well, that will be a good start for Frankfurt. This is their best starting field position of the day. Up to this point, 4 straight possessions have started on the Frankfurt 15. Frankfurt will now start on their own 26-yard line with 11:54 left to go here in this third quarter. So I mentioned kind of over the horizons, you look for potential, a 45-0 after halftime. Again, at any point from here on out, if Hanover gets up 45 points, the game will conclude. So at this point, Frankfurt trying to get some touchdowns on the board to go all 4 quarters. But they're only down 28-0 now. Second and down and now 5. Handoff was to Ketter for 6 yards. Ketter, who was the dominant ball carrier for Frankfurt in that first half. He starts this one off early with a 6-yard carry. It's his 11th carry of the game. He's got over at least 20 yards here rushing. Second down and 4 now. Frankfurt on their own 31-yard line. Sending Adams in motion. Anderson, he's going to keep it up the middle. He's cutting out to the right side, past the 35 to the 37-yard line. It's good for a first down by a yard and a half. So Anderson moving the sticks. Anderson has used his legs a lot. Compared to last year, Anderson only had 75 yards rushing coming into the first 3 games last year against Hanover. But this year he's got over 200 yards rushing before coming into this game against Hanover. Compared to last year, he had 600 yards passing. This year only 400. He has been passed a lot more on his legs this year compared to, well, about every previous year possible. He's going to have to do a lot with his legs, and, well, he has made it done so far. Anderson here, first down and 10. He will use his legs to scamper, and he loses the ball. It falls forward past the 35. It looks like Hanover makes the recovery at the 34-yard line. And Hanover will take over off our first turnover of this game. It's against the Frankfurt Wildcats, or maybe the recovery. Maybe I'm calling my shot here a little too soon. I'm still looking on the official call here on the field, and it is. It's a turnover, and Hanover will take over. Hanover taking over, and well, Frankfurt, they haven't turned the ball over at any point in this game, and here they have their first turnover of this game on their first second-half possession. Hanover takes over here on their own 34-yard line with 10 minutes and 35 seconds left to go. This half handoff to Mine. Mine, a carry for 2 yards to the 36-yard line. Tackle was made by Octavian and viewed on the near side hash mark. Second down and 8, ball at the 36-yard line. Hanover in their own territory. One play into this drive. Hanover has scored on 4 straight consecutive drives in the first half. It was 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. 28-0 at the end of the half. Hanover is still at the same lead with 10 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Gager Coers, 3 touchdowns, over 140 yards of offense. In shotgun, single back set, twins out to the right side. Coers takes the handoff, and he'll keep it himself, and will go up the middle. He's taken down by Fred Rosequist after a carry of about 7-ish yards. See where they mark it officially. Coers stretched it after the tackle. He stretched it for about an extra yard, so it will be a carry of 7 yards for Coerst. He has used his legs for over 60 yards rushing today. He has been so dangerous. He has carried it 7 total times. Third down and 1 on the Frankfurt 36-yard line. Air Hanover with the ball. They're going to go flat outside to Mine. He's got the first down. He's being dragged down from behind past the 25 to the 24. It's a pick up of 12 yards from Coerst to Mine. Anderson made the tackle, and Mine, he gets his 4th reception of the day. Mine, he has handled himself well. He's got 48 total receiving yards today. He's been the primary target for Cager Coerst in pass attempts, too, but Hunter Kikaper, he's got the 1 reception for 67 yards and a touchdown score. Ball now on the Frankfurt 24, Hanover 1st and 10, up 28-0, 8:48 left to go in the third quarter. Hanover running off some clock here, single out right side, double out to the left, single back set. In shotgun is Coers, out to the right side, pump faking right now, deep down the field, Mine at the 10, he's going to turn around, great steal block by Juniman. And into the end zone is Mine. Tremendous block. Excuse me, that was Stahlbaumer who threw a steal at the 3-yard line, but there is a flag on the play, and they may have gotten a holding call against Stahlbaumer. I said it was a steal, but they also probably could have said that he was maybe tugging a little bit of the jersey, but well, actually the holding call comes here at the 25-yard line. That's from the backfield. So this one may come from the offensive backfield, on the offensive line, so this can go back against Hanover more than what I think. This is against Hanover, which it looks like it is. It'll negate the 24-yard touchdown pass. Well, actually, it's a holding call here against the defense. It is declined, and Hanover will get the touchdown. So if not for minutes there, they might have got that hold against the offense. It was starting the offensive backfield, originally in 85. Langston Stahlbaumer could have been called for it at the 3-yard line, but again, he had a great, tremendous steal that allowed Mine, who caught the ball at the 10-yard line, to turn around and have open space, enough room you could drive, probably about a moped through, I shouldn't say a truck, but it's got a short bike, and, well, he fits that size. So we went down the sideline, and 34-0, and 8:32 left to go in this third quarter. Hanover leads. Trying to convert the 2-point conversion. Here in ISO, pistol formation, pitch out to Cooper Bruna, and he's into the end zone with ease. Hanover Wildcats now take over with a dominant lead of 36-0 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. thankfully here for Frankfurt. It's still two possessions away from that 45-run rule. But again, Frankfurt needing the score here on this next drive. It's 36-0, 8:32 left to go in this third quarter here on the NBC Sports Radio Network, Hanover Leafs.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
46-yard drive, capped off by a 25-yard touchdown pass from Kadra Cohers to Braylon Mine. That's back-to-back touchdown passes from Cohurst to Mine. The first one was 21 yards. Now here, 24 yards. Hanover's up 36-0 with 8 minutes, 32 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Hanover trying to get this game over with, potentially, well, before maybe 9 o'clock. Frankfurt, they need to score. It's a requirement now. Deep kick down the field, and it will go out past the back of the end zone over the head of Wanklin and Ketter. And here, Frankfurt will start for their sixth time today on their own 15-yard line. 8 minutes, 32 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Frankfurt trails 36-0, meeting that first touchdown of the game. Frankfurt, they just had their first fumble of the game. This is a Frankfurt team that has yet to fumble the ball this year. They have turned over just twice with interceptions. That was both from Henry Ketter when he came in from Wes Anderson in that first game. Anderson first and 10 from the 15. He steps up in the pocket, looks down the field. He's got Porter Pullman on the 40, 35, 30. And he drags out of bounds by Puncher, kicking from Braylon Mine at the 28-yard line. A huge pass down the field for the Frankfurt Wildcats to get some momentum on their side. Fast play down the field. It was a 42-yard play for the Hanover team, for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wes Anderson is deepest pass completed here today. Porter Colvin now 50 yards receiving, a huge catch down the field. And now it's the second biggest play Frankfurt has made. Here they're now on a Hanover 28-yard line. Anderson hands it off to Ketter. Ketter bruising through defenders up the middle of the field. He's got a carry for 6 yards before being stuffed by the linebackers. And that brings up now a second down and 5 officially. So they're moving the chain just up a little bit here. So it'll be a 6-yard carry for Henry Ketter. He's at now back-to-back 6-yard carries in the last two carries. 7:53 left to go here this third quarter. 36-0, Hanover leads Frankfurt. They haven't had a drive like this since their third drive of the game that was held at the 7-yard line in Hanover territory. They turned it over on down. Here they're moving well. Second down and 4. Going to be a keeper here up the middle by Ketter. And Ketter will have another first down and a carry of 5 yards. And Cooper Bruna was on the tackle. And Frankfurt, as I mentioned, needing, it's a requirement. Touchdown is a necessity here to stay in this game and to push the distance for 4 quarters. Frankfurt at the Hanover 17-yard line. Single out left side, single out to the right. Tight end, that's Cook out to the right. Adams is in motion. Anderson, he's got a keeper, and he is brought down 4 yards in the backfield on the 20-yard line. Coming through was Cooper Bruna, the sophomore, trudging right through the offensive line. And tonight there's been so much penetration into the Frankfurt backfield. Anderson, he's been sacked 3 times today. That's fine. That was a tackle for loss. He's also had a total of 4 times this game that he has been taken down in the backfield. He's had 4 negative losses today. 6:30 left to go here in this third quarter. 36-0, Hanover leads. Frankfurt, second down and 14 on the Hanover 20. It's a handoff to Catter up the middle, and he'll be a yard shy of where the original line of scrimmage was set. It will bring up a third down and 11 after Catter is able to get the 3-yard carry. Third and 11 now on the Hanover 12-yard line. Frankfurt taking some time here to get the call in. Tight end out to the left side, and that's Cale Cook. Single out to the left, single to the right. Here, motioning out to the left is Ketter. Anderson gets the snap. Quick look out to the left side. He's got his man. It'll be good for a 5-yard pass. It was to Gage Wanklin. Wanklin, he gets his first catch of today. It was a 5-yard pass completion, but it's still way shy of the first down. Fourth down and 5. Ball on the 12-yard line in Hanover territory. From the 17 to the 12, Frankfurt met with their second fourth down today, third fourth down today, I should say. They've converted one of two. They turned over on downs once. It was in the third drive. They were halted in the Hanover red zone. Here, Anderson under pressure, and he's back for the fourth time today. Fighting him in the backfield, Brody Sawlogic, the 190-pound junior, the fourth time Anderson has been taken down the backfield. And again, I mentioned Anderson, he's found so much pressure. And on fourth down, if a man's in your face, just throw it up in the air. Just give it a chance for a receiver. I know you want to have ball security, but in the end, you turn it over, you turn it over, you turn it over if you get taken down the backfield. Well, here now, Frankfurt turning it over on down. Hanover getting it now on their seventh drive of the game now. Here on their own 19-yard line with 5:26 left to go after the turnover on down. 36-0, Hanover leads. Check down out to Sawlogic, who just had the huge sack, who just took a pass 17 yards down the field from Adrian Cohurst. Hanover already making quick work here on the seventh possession of the game. Also, first catch today for Sawlogic. First down and 10 now here on the Hanover 37-yard line. 5:12 left to go in the third quarter. Hanover leads 36-0. With the ball in their own territory. Pistol set. Running back lined up behind Kohler, sending mine in motion. Here it's going to be a handoff to Juneman, and Juneman's going to carry it for 3 yards to the 40-yard line. Wes Anderson is able to come down and crack down on the tackle. It officially goes down as a 2-yard carry for Alec Juneman, who came today as the team's leader in the backfield. They've only had 4 carries total today for just a little over 15 total yards. And again, Hanover 2 possessions away from ending this game. Twins out to the left side, second down and 8. Ball at the 39, Hanover in their own territory. Jack Bruna in the backfield in motion. It's a handoff to Cooper Bruna, and he's going to bruise his way for a first down. Lowering the shoulder pads, going through contact, past the 35 to the 32 in Frankfurt territory. It is a carry of 9 yards for Cooper Bruna. He has had quite the productive day today. He has rushed for well over 30 yards. First and 10 from the Frankfurt 32. Hanover moving with the ball here. Twins out to the left side. Tight end is our right. Here it's going to be a pass to Jack Bruna, his first catch of the day. He runs up. Henry Ketter will meet him 5 yards after the catch from the line of scrimmage. That's the first catch here today from Jack Bruna. Another completion for Kadrick Cohurst brings up a second down and 5 here on the Frankfurt 27-yard line. Being great atmosphere here down here in Frankfort, Kansas. We started this game at 79 degrees and a 7-mile-per-hour wind from the south. It started to breeze a little less and just get a touch cooler. Second and 5 from the Frankfort 27. Hanover with the ball. It's a fumbled snap. It's on the ground. It looks like Frankfort has the recovery. No, they couldn't get it. It was Cooper Bruna who fell down on it. It surely looked like Landon Schreiner was easily going to be able to fall down on it, but Cooper Bruna was able to reach his right arm and hook it like the crane game, pull that in. And with a one-yard loss, it brings up a third down and six. It was a bobbled snap and a break for Hanover. That one could have went to Frankfurt. Third down and six now. Here's the keeper for Bruna. He's got enough for the first down after he spins. He's being tugged by his jersey, and he is down at the 16-yard line. A big carry for Cedric Coehurst. Coehurst dominant with the legs here today. 2:34 left to go here in this third quarter. 36-0, Hanover lead, looking to tack on another touchdown in this game. Hanover has scored five total times. They have scored three passing touchdowns and two rushing. Coehurst, he is on four of those touchdowns. Three in the air and one with his leg. Mine in the backfield, out to the left side. And now here's the handoff to Judeman. Judeman, a big carry for 5 yards through the B gap on the left side. Hanover working right to left your dial here. A 5-yard carry. Landon Schreiner made the tackle. Fifth carry of the game for Judeman. As I mentioned, he's just a touch over 20 yards rushing. Cooper Bruna coming in from the sideline on Hanover. Going to the sideline will be Braylon Mine, the senior. Putting the call in there with Cooper Bruna. And laying it for the rest of his team. 1:43 left to go in this third quarter. 36-0. Hanover with the lead, looking to add another touchdown. Here the second down and five. Pitch out to Cooper Bruno. Just came in from the sideline, and here he is moving forward about 3 yards after the initial contact was made from the outside edge defender, and that will bring up a first down and goal from the 7-yard line. Huge carry for Bruno. Ball on the 6-yard line in Frankfurt territory. Hanover with a touchdown would make it 42-0. 2-point conversion not mattering too much if Hanover can get another score before Frankfurt does. That would make it the 45 after half run rule. Here, a jet sweep handoff to Kit Gaffer, and he is able to go through the end zone with ease. Kit Gaffer from 6 yards out. He had it, handed it off to him off the jet handoff in the backfield. And now Frankfurt is up 42-0 with 1:01 left to go here in the third quarter. Kit Gaffer, that is his second touchdown of the day. He had a 63-yard receiving touchdown all the way back in the first quarter to make it 14-0. Here he's got a 6-yard rushing touchdown to make it 42-0 with 1:01 left to go in this third quarter. 2-point conversion play coming up here for the Hanover Wildcats. A nice drive put together from Hanover after a turnover on down from Frankfurt. Hanover, they moved it from their own 19-yard line with it 61 yards down the field. Here they'd like to make it 44-0. In the ISO, it's going to be, well, there's flags. A false start against the offense here on the 2-point conversion try. And that will mark Hanover back 5 yards here, make it a, well, still 2-point conversion, but instead from the traditional 3-yard line, they'll have to do it from the 8-yard line. So it'll be a little harder to do, but as I said, the 2-point conversion doesn't really matter too much here for Hanover. As long as you can prevent Frankfurt from scoring just one more time here, get the ball back and score, the game will be over. It's 45, those are up by 45 points. After halftime, you automatically win. Axel knows the name of that game. They were able to end their game at halftime over Blue Valley Randolph. They are now 4-0 in the season. Here on the first and goal, or excuse me, here on the 2-point conversion, the 8-yard line, Coehurst takes off the right side, and he's out through the pylon, and he picks it up. It's now 44-0, and this game is a 2-point conversion from earlier being a concluded game. So Frankfurt holding on by a thread here with a minute left to go in this third quarter. It is 44-0. Hanover leads. We'll be back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you. Radio.
A game last year that ended 28-24 in what was a back-and-forth matchup. It was a great game, which, by the way, that was my first ever eight-man game I ever watched. I also had my sister and dad tag along for that game. They were on for the wild ride, and man, was it an exciting game. Well, today it's been a different story here. It's been all Hanover. It's 44-0 with 1 minute and 1 second left to go here in this third quarter. Hanover taking right to left here. South to north on the field. And again, Hanover 44-0. They are just one score away from ending this game. Frankfurt needs a touchdown. It is not a want, it is a need. They have to. Or else this next possession could be the final of the game for the Wildcats. There is a high boot that gets kicked down the back of the end zone. And for the sixth time today, the Frankfurt Wildcats will start from their own 15-yard line with 1 minute and 1 second left to go here in the third quarter. 44-0 is your score. Hanover all on the board. Frankfurt is yet to get on. Big thing I mentioned coming this game, Wes Anderson, 99 career varsity touchdown passes. I was really hoping to call number 100, but he is yet to get that ball into the end zone today. Frankfurt may have gotten to the Hanover red zone twice today, but they have been held short. Both those drives getting halted by big sacks. Anderson going deep down the field. He's got Porter Coleman, but he leads him over just a yard over at the 35-yard line. He had Porter Coleman wide open down the sideline. It got deflected off of his hands. He just led him a yard farther than what he needed to. Lay it on a dime. Well, Colvin might still be running. Second down and 10 after the incompletion. Ball still here on the Frankfurt 15-yard line. Again, if you're Frankfurt, you're trying to get a touchdown this drive. You're looking to air it out. Let your quarterback, the All-State, All-League returner, do it all himself. Give him this ball in this moment. Let him take control of this game. Anderson dropping back. Pressure to space. Screen pass. Ketter. He's got it. Just tackles. First down and more. Past the 30. To the 40. To the 34-yard line. Huge game for Frankfurt. 18 yards on the pass from Anderson to Henry Ketter. Now, Frankfurt on their own 33, first and 10. 37 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. 44-0, Hanover with the lead. Hanover, they have scored on all possessions except one. That was at the end of the first half, and they had 24 seconds left on their own 22. Just couldn't get to the end zone, but they did have a Hail Mary chance. First and 10 from the 33, and a false start will get called against the offense here on Frankfurt. That'll back them up 5 yards, make it first and 15. That'll set them back all the way at their own 28-yard line. So Frankfurt from their own 33 will now go to their 28. Again, just a rough game for Frankfurt here. They have had multiple offsides, multiple holdings, a lot of false starts, but the penalties really haven't been the main concern of this game. It's kind of been the offense and defensive side just not having a great day in the trenches, winning that battle. It's a handoff to Ketter, and Ketter is met swiftly behind the line of scrimmage by a group of Wildcats. Kyle Shoddy on the lead. Or the tackle for loss, it'll be a second down and about 15, 16. 15 to go. We enter the fourth quarter here. Hanover up 44-0 on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Frankfurt on a second down and 16, needing a score here on this possession.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter, 44-0. Hanover leads, second down and 15. Frankfurt here on their own 28-yard line. Wes Anderson over the middle of the field, missing an open receiver down the seam. It was intended for the tight end, Cale Cook, who's got two receptions, 32 yards receiving on the season. That was his first target today over the middle. I'm not sure if maybe he was supposed to run more of a post route. Looks like he kind of just stayed straight. And the way Anderson threw it, it was more angled down the middle of the field where Cook was running. Whether that was a route miscommunication or just an offline throw from Anderson, it brings up a third down and 15 after the incompletion. And, again, Frankfurt has to score here on this drive. They're down 44-0 with 11:57 left to go in this fourth quarter. If Hanover gets their hands back on the ball, it could be game over. Here Anderson, pump faking, now releasing, deep down the field, but overshoots his receiver and the secondary by 7 yards. That will be back-to-back incompletions here for Wes Anderson. It was intended for Gage Wanklin, but in cover was Hunter Kick-Afer as well as Langston Stahlbaumer. It's now a fourth down and 15, ball at the 28-yard line, Frankfurt in their own territory. You have to go for it. You have to have Anderson take a 2-3-step drop back, turn his hips, and just fire to the first guy you see who's down the field. He just hasn't had that kind of time in the pocket today. He's been sacked 4 times. It has been a rough day here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They have yet to be shut out this season. Actually, for Hanover, last season, they shut out 6 of their 10 opponents. One of their 10 opponents was not Hanover. It was not Frankfurt. Frankfurt, well, they'll call a quick timeout here, and they will talk things over. We got 11:53 left to go here in this fourth quarter. It's 44-0. Hanover will talk things over on this fourth down and 15. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Last time here, the Frankfurt Wildcats were ever shut out on a game was back in 2023. They took on the Axel Eagles. They lost 46-0 in the regular season. Again, that was 2 years ago, the last time this Frankfurt team has ever been shut out. And here the Hanover Wildcats have a chance to do it here today. As they're up 44-0, 11:53 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Frankfurt, 4th and 15 on their own 28-yard line. They need to convert this fourth down. Twins out to the right side. Scattered in the backfield. Wes Anderson trying to use the hard count. He's got a tight end left side in Cook. He's going to block, though. Anderson down the field. He's got an open man, but Porter Coleman drops the ball at the first down six. And that will be another incompletion, three straight for Anderson. And it will turn over on down. This will be the best starting field position on tonight for Hanover. And if you are the Hanover Wildcats, you are looking for a swift victory in about 28 yards away. This was the third time today. Frankfurt has turned it over on downs. They are 1 of 4 on third downs. Hanover, they start on the Frankfurt 28-yard line with 11:48 left to go in the fourth quarter, up 44-0. They need one more touchdown this game. Alex Judeman busting out to the 10, to the 5. He's finally dragged down. A huge carry of 25 yards, 23 yards officially, for Alec Judeman. It'll be a first down and goal from the Hanover 5-yard line, and it is a 6-yard game right now. We are 6 yards away from calling this with 11 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. 44-0, and Hanover stamp and post it and package it here with time left to go in the fourth over Frankfurt. Here is a pitch. It's to Cooper Bruna, and he is met at the line of scrimmage. He'll bring up a second and goal from the 5-yard line. Looking ahead for both of these teams on the schedule, the Frankfurt Wildcats will move on and go on the road. They will take on Thunder Ridge as well as Blue Valley Randolph, and then they will come back home, and they will play Wakefield. For the Frankfurt Wildcats, excuse me, for the Hanover Wildcats, they have Blue Valley Randolph at home next week, and they will take on the Wakefield on the road, and they will play Axel at home. Also, we have Frankfurt one more time here on the radio this year. That is in the final week against Axel. That game will be at the Eagles Field. Cooper Bruna outside. He's still bruising through the fenders. He throws a stiff arm, leaps into the end zone, and it's a touchdown by the near side official, and that will be the game. 50-0. The Hanover Wildcats beat Frankfurt after three quarters, a minute and 34 seconds. And we have the conclusion of our ball game in the 8-man Division II District 3 plus the Twin Valley League matchup. Frankfurt losing 50-0 to Hanover. Hanover now improving to 4-0 in the season, 2-3-0 in the Twin Valley League. Frankfurt dropping to 1-3 and 0-2 in the TVL. We're going to take a step aside. We'll have our post-game show coming up here by the Elbows Real Estate, as well as our play of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season's here. Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from Seneca Family Practice.
Join our drive-through clinics at the Community Building parking lot on October 8th and 15th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-in clinics will be held October 11th and 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at Seneca Family Practice. Appointments preferred, but walk-ins welcome. Forms are available online at nemvch.com or the day of the clinic. For questions, call 785-336-6107. Stay healthy this season and get your flu shot today.
Kansaland Radio.
Messy Sports Radio Network. This isn't the final time. We got one more timeout, and then we'll go to our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Palmer State Bank. But right now, you are our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. It's also a quick reminder here for everyone on your way home from all these games. Catch all the area scores, highlights, stats, and recaps. Your local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up with Jake and Boz. But again, here we got our post-game show. Quick recap. The Hanover Wildcats improved to now 4-0 on the season, 3-0 in the Twin Valley League. Frankfort Wildcats dropped to 1-3 overall and 0-2 in the Twin Valley League. This was an 8-man Division II District 3 matchup. Here, Hanover starts 1-0 in the district. Frankfort will start on the opposite side, 0-1. A huge game for both league and district implications, a chance to get some good playoff seeding, as well as implications later down here in the season. As again, both these teams still have to take on Axel. It's going to be interesting to see how this year shapes up at Axel. Well, they just improved to 4-0 today as well. But again, quick recap of this game at Hanover. They led 14-0 coming out of the first quarter. At the end of the half, it was 28-0. At the end of the third quarter, 44-0. Tacking on that last touchdown, make it 50-0 with just a minute and 54 seconds into the fourth quarter. Kadrick Cohers, he had a great night tonight. We'll talk more about him a little bit later. But again, tonight, the offense really struggling on the Frankfurt side. I mean, Anderson came into today with a total of 6,691 career yards passing, 99 touchdowns. I was looking to call his 100th touchdown of his varsity career in the air. Unfortunately, this was the first time Frankfurt was shut out of the game. Last time was back in 2023 in the regular season against Axel, 46-0. The last time this Frankfurt team was ever shut out of the game and run ruled. So again, a tough loss for Frankfurt. They will have to look to bounce back. It's the first time being under 500 in a year for Frankfurt since the 2022 year. This is a very good Frankfurt team. They can still bounce back. They can still get back on their feet. They got a great quarterback in Wes Anderson. I know they lost a lot. They lost a lot of guys from last year. They lost four guys who were all state mentions. But this is a team that if they can get right, they can get healthy, and they can get under control, you know, by the later points in the season, they can get going. Because again, this is a team that lost to Hanover, albeit a little closer last year, did make a deeper run than Hanover. Hanover, they lost to Burlingame 36-24. Frankfurt, they were on the opposite side. They beat Burlingame 46-38 in a tough, on-the-road environment, and they made it to the sub-state championship for the third time in the last 5 years to take on Axel Eagles and only lost 30 by 32 points during all four quarters. The only team to ever push Axel last year all four quarters up until the state title game. They lost 22-20. So this is still a team, albeit losing a lot of great talent, can still get right, can still find their identity, but they're going to have to do it quick and they're going to have to do it fast. They got a couple of easy opponents here in the district against Wakefield as well as Blue Valley, but they're going to have to get themselves on the right page. So again, Frankfurt, they dropped to 1-3 on the season, 0-2 in league, 0-1 in district. Frankfurt will here now take on their next opponent on the road against Thunder Ridge, where the Hanover Wildcats will improve to 4-0 on the season, and they will go back home and they will take on Blue Valley Randolph, another district opponent. Actually, both teams here going on the road taking on district opponents. I should restand that corrected. Frankfurt taking on a non-district opponent against Thunder Ridge on the road next week. All right, we're going to step aside one more final time here for our Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, spreading modern banking services. Visit the bank with Farmers. .com. Again, your final score before our final segment, Hanover 50-0 over the Frankfurt Wildcats.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, We know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Fall colors are beautiful and the savings are colorful too during Valspar Fall Rebates at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get up to $60 back when you buy Valspar paint September 26th through October 5th. Refresh the family room or restyle a bedroom with a new look from Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints too during Fall Rebates time at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final segment here on 92.1 KMZ is our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. We'll play the game, no doubt about it, here going to Kadri Cohurst. Again, unofficial stats here, roughly about 200 yards of offense, nearly 800 yards rushing, over 120 yards passing, one rushing touchdown, and three passing touchdowns for the dominant 5'8", 180-pound, honorable mention, Twin Valley League junior, Kadri Cohurst, nearly 200 yards of offense, and four total touchdowns, winning our Player of the Game tonight, helping Hanover get over the hump, improving to 4-0 on the season, and taking down the Frankfurt Wildcats in the Battle of the Wildcats in the 8-man Division II District 3 matchup, 50-0. Well, usually this is the time where I say check in with Boz, Jake and Boz with the National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, but in fact, I'm going to send you over to BTAD for some simulcast action. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks taking on the Jefferson West Tigers on 103.9 KNZ. Thank you for everyone tuning here tonight and sending it over to them on the MSC Sports Radio Network.